Today's daf is Makis daf Chof Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah, the third Mishnah, and daf Chof Beis on the Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Kate said Malkin Oisoi. How exactly was the Malkus administered? Koyfish Tei Yodav Alo Amud. They would take the person that was getting Malkus, and they would wrap him around a beam. Heilach veheilach. So one hand would be on one side of the beam, the other hand would be on the other side of the beam. Vechazan HaKnesses Oiches Bivgod. And there was a Shamus that worked for Beis Din. He would grab the person's clothing. The idea was to tear his clothing. In Nikru, Nikrumu. In Nifrumu, Nifrumu. It doesn't matter how much the clothing tore. The point is, they had a tear, Achu Megala Eslibay, until his chest was exposed. The point is that when this person's going to get Malkus, so the whip isn't supposed to hit his clothing. The whip is actually supposed to touch his guf. It's for that reason we had to make sure that his clothing was going to tear. There was a stone that was put behind the person that was getting Malkus. Chazan HaKnesses Oimidol. The Chazan HaKnesses would stand on top of this stone, this pedestal. For Itzur B'yada, he'd hold the whip. Shel Egel, it was made out of calf skin. Kfula, they would double it, achas l'shtayim, v'shtayim la'arba. So they would fold over this whip twice, u'shtei ritzuya shal chamar ilus v'yardas ba. And in addition to the primary ritzuya that he had, that was made out of eagle, he had two additional ritzuyas that were made out of chamar, donkey hide. And they too would hit this person. Yada tefach, the handle was a tefach wide. Urchava tefach, the width of the ritzua itself was a tefach. And when they would hit him, it had to be long enough that although, for example, some of the ritzuas were going to be coming from behind the person, we'll see, some were from behind, some were in front, but even the ones that were coming from behind, the ritzua had to be long enough that it would go over and it would touch the front, the stomach of the person being hit as well. So it had to be long enough that it's not just going to hit him from behind. So the hakah is on his back, but the tip of the ritzua at the very least has to be touching his stomach. A third of the hakahs were in front of him, and two-thirds were behind. So assuming this person is going to get the maximum amount of malchus, which is 39, so 13 were going to be milfanov, and 26 were going to be malachim. You had to make sure that the person that was getting malchus couldn't be standing. He wasn't sitting. Elamaita, he was bending over. He's in this falling position. Not the shayfet, although that's pashup, not what the pasuk means. But the person that is being hit, the shayfet has to make sure that that person is v'hipilo. He's in this falling position. And the Chazan HaKnesses that would hit the person getting Malkus, he would hit him with one hand, not with two hands, and b'chol koicha, he had to use all his strength. The Gemara's going to learn now from Pesukim, koire, koire, and there was another person there that would read the following Pesukim. He would read the Pasuk that says, and this is in the Teichacha, in Parshas Kisavai, in loy sishma lasis es kol debei ha-teira azoy saksuvim b'seifa azeh, le'yiras Hashem ha-nichbod v'ha-noira azeh es Hashem alikecho, v'hifla Hashem es makoischa v'es makois arecho, makois gedoylois v'namon. So as this person is being hit, there's someone else, one of the members of Beis Din, and he'd be reciting these psukim that talk about how if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to do, it's called the which, by the way, Rabbi Shmuel brought this pasuk in the beginning of the parak as the all-inclusive pasuk that teaches me what kind of Averus beget the punishment of Malkus, and then the pasuk says the hifla Hashem es makoscha, which Chazal Darshan is referring to Malkus. The choizer the tchilas hamikra ushmartem es divrei abris hazoyis, and then he would say the following pasuk ushmartem es divrei abris hazoyis vasisa moysel lamata skilu es kol asher tasum the choisem, and he would conclude with vahu rachum yichaper ovim v'layashchis v'hir b'loshav apoy v'loyor kol chamazloi. And if the person is still getting Malkus after all three of these psukim were recited, then he would start again, right? Just repeat. And keep on doing it over and over and over again. So there's a few psukim in the Torah. Dvarim perek chav ches, pasik nun ches nun tes. Dvarim perek chav tes, pasik ches. And Tehillim perek ayin ches, behu rachim yichaper oven. And the idea is all the same. The idea is that if a person is over a certain lavin, he has to be punished. the punishment is v'hifla Hashem es makoyscho, you're supposed to get malchus. Then a more positive pasuk that talks about the obligation a yid has to keep the mitzvahs, and then finally this malchus should be a kapara v'hu rachum yechaper avoyin v'lo yashchus v'im meis tachas yodei. What if the person dies while he's getting the malchus? So we saw in one of the previous mishnayos that it was very important for Bezin to do an assessment to make sure the person would be able to withstand the malchus. If they don't think he can withstand the malchus, they don't give him malchus. They give him as many he can withstand. That's the misnomer. People think it wasn't always 39. It was the amount of malchus the person could handle, not to exceed 39. But either way, let's say the person does die, so they miscalculated. Potter, Sheikh Bezin is Potter. We had this also in Perek Elohein HaGoylem. This is one of the examples. We learn out that a Ritzech B'Shoigeg goes to Golas only if he was involved in a Dvar Rishus. Macha Tovas Eitzim Rishus, Yotzah, a Shliach Bezdin, or a father who hits his son, or a Rebbe that hits his Talmud, but either way, he's Potter. He's Potter from Misa, obviously, because he didn't do it b'mezid, but he's also Potter from Golas, because it's not even considered Shvichas Domen B'Shoik. What if the Shliach Bezdin added an additional Ritzuah? So instead of giving 39, he gave 40, and the person died. So here it is, he's not Chayiv Misa, because he did a B'Shoik. But for this already, he is going to go to Golas, even though he's technically involved in a Dvar Mitzvah. But being that this Hakka itself wasn't a Mitzvah, to the contrary, it says in the Torah, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef La Koisef, we'll see soon. It's a Loisa saying in the Torah to give a person more Malkos than he deserves. So for that reason, he is considered a Ritzach. It's not considered a Dvar Mitzvah. He's going to go to Golas. Niskalkel. What happens if while the person is getting Malkos, Niskalkel, he has an accident. He couldn't control himself out of fear of what was going on, and he had to go to the bathroom. Bein berei, bein b'mayim potter. So whether it was gedolim or whether it was ktanim, he's now going to be off the hook. An unbelievable chiddush, an unbelievable p'tur. So if while this person is getting malchus, he's niskalkel, he's off the hook. Rabbi Yehuda says, so ish berei, if he was a man, it has to be berei, gedolim. For isha, it could even be b'mayim. Now what's pashup shad in this? Pashup shad is Rashi says, dechsiv v'nikla v'harei nikla. Because the whole point of giving the person malchus, says the Torah, is v'nikla achicha v'einecha, to embarrass this person. So the idea is to embarrass him. It's not even so much to hurt him as it is to embarrass him. This person was already embarrassed. If he was niskalkel, that's very, very demeaning. It's very embarrassing. So once he already had this kiyum of v'nikla, at that point there's no point anymore in hitting him, and that's why he's going to be off the hook. The Bach takes out the first four words of the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheishas, Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, Minayim L'Ritzu Ishich Alegel. How do you know? The Mishnah said that the Ritzu that was used had to be made out of calf skin. Why Shalegel? Dechsev. Believe it or not, it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says Arbam Yakenu, that's Malkus, Vesamuchlei, and the pasuk right next to that says Lo Sachsim Shar Bedisha. And we learn a lot of halachas from the smichos of Arbam Yakenu to Lo Sachsim Shar Bedisha. That's how we know Lav Sheyesh by Maisa. That's how we know the halacha of Lav Shenita Klasei and Loikin Olav. Another halacha is we learn that the Ritzuah, the implement that was used to give this person Malkus, has Sheiches to a Shar. An eagle is a baby Shar. It was used from calfskin. It's learned that from the smichos or varbam yakenu and leisachsim shor b'dishah. So the Gemara brought a memra that Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Sheshes was an amira, one of the later amiram. He was a Talmud of Rav, not later, but not the first generation of amira. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Tana, stating that Rav Sheshes had certain mesira that he had heard, I assume not directly, but he had heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, related to smichos, we just mentioned one, and that is, how do you know the ritzua is shal egel? It's because the parish of Abam Yaken was mentioned next to Yisach Shem Shor B'dishai. So the Gemara is going to digress for a moment with other halachas that Rav Sheisha said in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, related to darshaning smuchin. How do you know that if a yevama falls liyibam and she falls to a mukashchin that ain't chayis menoisa, meaning we allow her to say that I don't want to marry this man, and we allow her to somehow finagle her way out of the chi of Yibam. The chsib, it's learned out from this smichos. So all these parshias are mentioned near each other in parshas Kiseitse. But you have lo sachsim shar b'disha, don't put a muzzle on a shar while it's grazing in the field. And you have the parsha of Yibam. So we learned there's an idea of lo sachsim when it comes to Yibam. What's this idea that a yevama that falls off neimuka shchin loy sachsa? Now the truth is a lot of lumbus related to this halacha. It's a Gemara in the Sechtes Bava Kama from all places, tucked away, Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. And in the Gemara over there, it's a little bit mashma that if a Yavama falls with Nei Mukashkin, she could actually come with a tain of Mekach Tois. Herst HaChidish? She could say that when I married my husband, and I agreed, I was Mekabel Kedushin Bedas, had I known that one day my husband was going to die, we weren't going to have children, I was going to fall to his brother, Liyibum, who's a Mukashchin, I would have never agreed to get married. And in the Sugi of Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yudam and Bezitz Mavur, that's a Koyach HaTayna, and it could be she has a Tayna Smekach Tois, meaning our Gemara says it's a Drosha, with our Shining Smuchin, it's learned out from Leisach Shem Shabbatisha. But here the Gemara discusses it more in the world of Lamdas, more in the world of Das, more in the world of Mekach Tois, more in the world of Dvarim Shabalev, Umdun of the Muchach, and the Gemara in that Sugi says a Svara that she can maybe come with a Tayna, Ilu Idea, I would have never agreed. And it's a phenomenal chiddush. Because at first glance, Mekach Tois always means if there's something that's prevalent this second, you're not aware of it, and you find out later, oh, I thought that this woman was able to bear children. I found out later she's an islandess. Okay, that's a Mekach Tois. She was an islandess at the time that you stood under the chuppah and you said, Ariat Mekudash, just like you just didn't know. So that's a tain of Mekach Tois, for example. Over here, the fact that she would one day fall Yibam wasn't something you could have, would have, or should have known at the time of the Chasana. It was something that happened later. There was an event that took place. Nebuchadnezzar's man died, and punk, there was no children. So it wasn't something you could have known. It's a mechitesi, there should be a halacha of Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is when there was a Tois. Where's the Tois? There's no Tois. Tois means it was a mistake. There was an error. I was misinformed. You weren't misinformed. You just didn't know the Asidus. Okay, Hashem is the Yodei Asidus. We're not Yodei Asidus. It's not something you could have possibly known. Bais Halevi discusses this in a famous tshuva, but the income of Koyim Elaharach. Either way, Vam Rav Sheish is Meshuvah Lazar Ben Azari, Kol Mevaza, Samay Adam, another halacha. Again, random. If someone is Mevaza, Yomim Toivim, it's Ki'ilu Oivir Avay Gezara. Dichsiv, again, it's learned out from a smichos. The Pasuk says, Elihei Masech Eloi Sasalecha, that's Avay Gezara. V'samachle, and close to that, in the Torah it says it's Chaga Matzos Tishmar. So we learn that there's a connection between Chaga Matzos Tishmar and Elihei Masech Eloi Sasalecha. So just to mention something about this for a moment, so we're all familiar with the Mishnah in Masechtas Avos. The Mishnah goes through the Ilu She'en Lem Chelek La'olam Haba, right? The Perek Chelek fame. Rabbi Loza Amidoy Yomer HaMechalas HaKotchim VaMevazes HaMoyadois VaMalvin Pnei Chaver Berabim VaMefer Brisei Shal Avromim Dinu Olav HaSholim VaMegalupon HaBatoy. So the Mishnah over there gives examples of people that don't have chelik in olam haba, and one of those people is a mevazes hamayados. Now, if you look at the Pirush Agra, now the Vilna Gaon wrote a Pirush on Ovis. The Gaon's Pirush on Ovis is different than his ordinary Pirushim, and the way it works is he gives a makar from a pasuk somewhere in Tanakh to the Mishnah that's being mentioned. That is the Pirush HaGra'on Ovis, if you've never seen it inside. It's the way it works from the first Mishnah all the way to the last Mishnah. So on HaMevazah Samayadois, says the Gra, what's the Makar? It says, Elihei Masech Eloi Sasalecha, Uksiv Basreyes, Chaga Masech Tishma. He actually quotes this Gemara. This is the Pasuk that teaches me that a Mevazah Samayadois is Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba. In other words, if he's Kilu Oivet Abay Dezara, so it's for that reason that he's also going to be an Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba. But it's something that's Sarach Bir. Someone's Mevazah Samayadois, Ein Lechelik Loilam Abba, so the Chidon is Svarim, says it a lot of times, says the Yisoid of a Mevazah Samayadois is not someone that just is Mevazah Mayadois, but he's Mevazah, the theme of the Mayadois. Because our Amuna is predicated on Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's predicated on the Anani HaKavod, all Matan Torah, those are the things that we commemorate. Those are the things that we remember when we celebrate our Yom Tov. So if somebody is Mevazah the Mayadois, that's not the point. But if someone is Mevazah Yitzias Mitzrayim, if somebody's Mevazah Matan Torah, if someone's Mevazah Kibesukai Seishavti or the Anani HaKavod, now that's serious. A person like that is Kilo Oivet Avodah Zarah, you're touching on Kfira, and a person like that is also going to be an Ein Lechelik Loilam Haba. Just one interesting halacha, again, hot button halacha, that's related to Mevazah Samayadis is, do you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, or you're not supposed to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So it's Machloek is Mechab Ramah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erech Chaim, Simon Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber says, B'chol HaMoed, Gamkein Osel Aniach Tefillin. It's also to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Miyatam azeh ba'atzmoy sheyimei Chol HaMoed gam heimoyz. Why do you put on tefillin on Shabbos v'yantif? Because tefillin doesn't ois. V'yolo ois al yotcha. Shabbos and yantif are also ois. You don't need the ois of tefillin on Shabbos v'yantif because you already have the ois of Shabbos v'yantif. So I don't need the ois of tefillin. So it says the mechaber, Chol HaMoed is also an ois. It's yantif. So being the Chol HaMoed is yantif, it's for that reason you don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rama says v'yesh oimrim, Shechol HaMoed chayev betfillin. Then on Chol HaMoed you are supposed to put on tefillin. It's the Ramah, by the way. Though the Chassidim and a lot of Ashkenazim that follow the Ramah ordinarily do not put on tefillin. But the Ramah says that on Chol HaMoed chayev betfillin. V'chein noyagim b'chol galiloy seilo. So the Polish Yidin used to wear tefillin, says the Ramah. La'anicham b'moyed ulevarich aleim. Elashem avarich aleim b'kol ram. B'beitz HaKnesses k'moy shayi moy sashana. So, also interesting, apparently once upon a time people would make the bracha on tefillin really loud, but either way, which is probably why there's halacha that the bracha on mitzvah tefillin you have to make quietly, because they used to make the bracha on niach tefillin out loud. But he says that to make it out loud is something that you don't do, but the bottom line is, Mechaber says you don't put on tefillin, the Ramah says you do put on tefillin. Says the Mechaber, when he brings this isser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, what's the yisoid of the isser? Because why don't you wear tefillin on Shabbos v'yantiv? Because they're oisers. Yantiv is also, Chol HaMoed is also an ois. If you look in the Beis Yosef, he brings from the Zohar that the Zohar HaKadosh said that if somebody puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, chayev misa. He speaks very, very sharp. Why chayev misa? Zogin, the poiskim, I think the Goyen says in the Beir Agra, I don't have it in front of me. It's because of this halacha. Because if somebody puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so you know what it means? It means he's not machshiv Chol HaMoed as being yantif. If you're not machshiv Chol HaMoed as being yantif, you're a mevazes hamayadois. And a mevazas hamayados is kilo oivet avaydazara. It's eilei chelik tlein l'abba. So it makes a lot of sense that probably chayv misa also. It's all in the same vein. So the yisoid of why putting on tefillin could be so chomer, this is the tifkeit. It's because you're showing that Chol HaMoed is not yantif. Chol HaMoed is not yantif. Now you're mevazas hamayados. By the way, if you look at the Rav Bar Tanura on the Mishnah, mevazas hamayados, it says it's referring specifically to Chol HaMoed. Yantif people weren't mevazas. It was Chol HaMoed that people started being mevazas. So there's a specific emphasis in mevazas hamayados with regards to Chol HaMoed, and that's why it's so chomer potentially. Again, the Ramah says that the minhag was yet to do it. It's a machlokes mechaber Ramah. Regardless, I'm Rav Sheshes, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Another halacha Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah related to darshaning smuchen. Kol masap lashon hara. Somebody speaks lashon hara. V'chalam mekabel lashon hara. Somebody is mekabel lashon hara. V'chalam meyut ed sheker royal lashlicha v'klai. Deserves to be fed to the dogs. Dechsev lakelv tashlicha noisai. V'samuchle. And next to that pasuk it says loisisa shem mashav. And then it says, "Al toshes yotchem rosh aliyah seid chamas." Loisisa shem hashav means don't accept lashon hara. And kori beinami loisasi shem hashav, don't speak lashon hara. And then it says, "Al toshes yotchem rosh aliyah seid chamas, don't speak eid sheker." So you see all these three halachas: kolam esap lashon hara, v'cholam ekabel lashon hara, v'cholam meyed eid sheker. They're all next to the pasuk of akel tashlicha noisai to teach me that somebody does any of these averes, roy lashlicha lekavim shtei ritzoyes. So the Chazan HaKnesses that was giving the person Malkus, so he was holding a ritzu that was made out of ego. Why was it made out of ego? Arbon Yakeno v'samachle loisachsim sharbedishoy. But he had two additional ritzuis that were made out of chamor. Tano shel chamor kide dorish ahugli lo aled Rav Chizda. There was a yid that came from the Galil, and he was once telling Rav Chizda, he was darshening to Rav Chizda. The pasuk says Yada shar keneu v'chamor evus ba'olav yisro lo yada ami lo yizbayna. This is of course of Chazon Yeshayo fame. This is in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chazon. How Yeshaya Novi says, the shor knows its master, and the chamor knows its master, and Ami Lo Yada, my nation, Klai. So they weren't even like the shor and the chamor. The chamor, who's the fool, he's always been the epitome of the fool. He somehow knew to have respect and to have a karas atayf to his master. And Klai Yisrael, don't Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavai Misha Makar Eves Ba'olav, let the person who recognizes Evos Ba'olav, let the Chamor come, but Yifram Misha Ene Makar Evos Ba'olav. Meaning, when a person doesn't have Eira, he's worse than the Chamor. So we have that symbolism. Let the Ritzua be made out of Chamor to show this person you're not even like the Chamor. Yoda Tefach. So the handle was a Tefach. And we said the width of the Ritzua had to be a Tefach as well. And it also had to be long enough, the length, that when you hit the person from behind, it would tip over and touch his stomach. So you see from here that they had to have custom-made whips for each person that was going to be Chayav Malkus. Why? Because each person's
width is different, and you need that for every person. It should be wide enough that there's going to be a little bit of a tip. Amalei Rava, so Rava told Abaye. It's amazing. Whenever there's Abaye, there's Rava. So Rava tells Abaye, no, you couldn't have custom whips, because in Kain, nafesh l'ritzuyes tuva, you know how many whips they're going to have? Why would we make Bezdin go through the tircha of customizing a ritzuyah for every person that was chayv? Malkus, Ela, my Rava, Avakse, Isle, there was an adjustable knot. Kibay miktirbe, kibay merapabu. So this was a one-size-fits-all ritzuyah. They would adjust it per the width of the person that was getting Malkus. Malkus, no, you know, I'm Rav Kanada, my Pasuk says, v'tfilu ha-shefe, v'ko lefanov, k'dei rishas. The Mishnah said that one-third of the Malkus was milafanov, and two-thirds were la'achrav. So how do you know that? Says the Gemara. It says, v'hipilu ha-shefe, v'ko lefanov, k'dei rish asoy, b'mispar. So we darshin, risha achas milfanov, k'dei rish asoy is lefanov, right? The ko lefanov, in front of him is k'dei rish asoy. Rish asoy is a lashon yachid. So one something is going to be lefanov. And then it says b'mispar, which is a lashon rabim. So multiple is going to be not lefanov, which means multiple is going to be la'achrav. So you have a singular amount, lefanov, a plural amount, la'achrav, mi'ut rabim mishnayim, so we make it two, la'achrav, which means one-third lefanov, two-thirds la'achrav. Vish'achas b'lefanov, sh'tei reshuyo yismachim. A little bit of a convoluted drasha. Ein malkin oisai. So what they used to do is, they would take the ritzua, and they would double it over. Not once, but twice. Amar v'chiz, amar v'yechid, v'nayin l'ritzua sh'im v'chpetles. Had they know they would double it, sh'nema v'yipilu, and we darshin v'yipilu miloshin v'hichpilu, like maras ha'achpelo. They would double it over. I thought I need the pilu to tell me that they used to make the person getting malchus bend over. Right? Instead, he couldn't stand, he couldn't sit, but he had to bend over. And I was learning that from the hipilu. So how can you learn out two halachas from the same word? If we only wanted to say the person had to bend, we could have used a different word. Yateyu. Hipilu is not the right word to use if all you want to say is that the person has to bend over. Elomai tayrti b'mashma. We learn now two things. Number one, the person getting malchus was doubled over. And number two, we learn from here the hichpilu that they would double over the actual ritzua. Hamaka, makabi yodet tanu rabban, ima midan chazonin, elochasere koyach v'yaseire madal. They made sure that the person administering the malchus, the person holding the whip, was chasere koyach. They didn't take someone who was a gibor, some really strong person, but v'yaseire madal, he was an intelligent person. Now, they wanted him not to be too strong, so he shouldn't beat the brains out of this person. They wanted him to be intelligent, so he has to know how to count. So like this, he doesn't botch this up. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, afilu chaseire mada v'yaseire koyach. No, it could be in the reverse as well. He could be not the sharpest tool in the shed, but at the same time, be a gibor. That's also fine. Oh, my Rav, kavasad Rabbi Yehuda mistabrit. Chsev lo yosef pen yosef. It says, the Torah warns the chazan haknesses, bezin that's giving malchus, make sure you don't give him an extra mak. Bishloim, if you're dealing with someone that's not so smart, I understand why you have to warn him. Eliyam, you say Rimad Mitzorach Lazure. You would think that Bezin would understand. They'd be very careful. They would have a good system, some double check type system to make sure that this person isn't going to get more makas than he has to get. So the Torah has to warn him. Why does the Torah have to warn him? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbanim, Ein Mizarzin Elo the Mizuris. Of course, you warn people that can be warned. You know, someone that there's no one to talk to, Chasei Rimad, that person you don't warn because you're wasting your time anyways. Who do you warn? Someone that you know is going to benefit from the warning. Either way, you have no raya from there. Tanak shumak bia mak bia b'sheyod. When the person would lift his hand, he would lift both hands. Ukeshumaka maka b'yodayachas. But when he would hit with only one hand. Keichet leisi midideh, because you have more strength if you're using one hand than you have if you're using two hands. Va'koyrei koy. Tanu rabban. Agadol shabadayonim. There were three dayonim. And Makis was overseen by a bezin shal gimel. Rabbi Shmuel in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, and the Mishnah says that it was a Bezin Shachav Gimel. He has Xer Shava between Makis, Asya Rosha, Rosha. But really, the Chachamim, and that's the Halacha, oh, there were three Dayanim. So each Dayan played a role. Hagadol Sheba Dayanim, the most Chashav of the three Dayanim, Kairi. He would be the one reading the Psukim that the Mishnah discussed. The Psukim in the Toichacha, Vurachim Yichaperavoy, Hasheni, Moina. The second one would count. One, two, three. Vashlishi, Oimer, Hiko. And the third person would say Hiko. And then there's a fourth person, he's not a Dayan, he's just the Chazan HaKnesses. He's the person that's actually giving the malchus. If there were a lot of malchus, let's say the person was going to get the full 39. So mayrich, so the person that was reading the psukim, he would read them very, very slowly. Because the idea is to try to read the psukim one time and it should coincide with the malchus that are being given. Bisman shemakah muetes. Let's say he wasn't giving. Let's say the person's getting three malchus or six or nine. Mekatzer. Then he would say ashnel v'hirachem. But not afraid to gemara chayzel etchilas hamikra. It's not mashma that way in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says he would read it, and then after he would read it, he would start all over again. So what does it sound like? It sounds like there's a set way of how you do it, and you just keep on repeating it as many times as you have to. Says the Gemara, mitzvah mitzamtzem. Really, the katchila, it's what we just said. There's a mitzvah to be mitzamtzem, to get it right, to coincide it perfectly, not to have to repeat it. The eloi tzimtzem, what the Mishnah is talking about is if the person could have been mitzamtzem, then you should go backwards, you should start it all over again. Tana Rabba, Namake Rabba. It says in the Pasuk that when the Shlich Besdin was giving Malkus, you have to be very careful not to give more malchus than the person gets. Lashon HaPasuk. Arboim yakenu, lo Yosef, pen Yosef lehakosoy al eile makor rabba, v'niklo chicholei nachat. It's very interesting, that word rabba. So tomorrow we're going to speak out something fast from Rabbeinu Bechaya on the word rabba. But for now, the Gemara Darshan, what does rabba mean? Makla rabba? Don't give him a makla rabba. What if you give him a small makla, a kleine zetz? That's okay. It's only a big blow that you're not allowed to do beyond the 39. It's only a makarabba. What's the emphasis? How do you know that makarabba is also tamalim lo Yosef? Im came out tamalim a makarabba. Limid al rishonos. You know what you learn from here? Shei makarabba. That the 39 was supposed to be makarabba. Rivan says it was supposed to be b'chol koychoy. Meaning, each makar was a makarabba. And that's the point. Don't give him an extra makarabba. From there you learn that the Hakayas were all makarabba. But it's not that it's only usher to give an additional makarabba. It's usher to give any additional makar. By the way, it's just kedai to know that this pasuk, lo Yosef, pen Yosef, is the makar that a yid is not allowed to hit another yid. So if a person physically hits somebody else, now if somebody hurts somebody financially, that we know, there's many psukim in the Torah, that's the Ochai Shemishpat, all the Bavis. But what about from an Isser V'Heter standpoint? If somebody goes over to somebody, punches someone in the nose, are you over an Avera? The answer is yeah. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chayvul Mazik, Perikei Alocha Aleph, Osu La'odam Lachboil, it's also for a person to cause chavala, bein ba'atzme, bein b'chaver. So you can't cause chavala in yourself, you can't cause chavala in your chaver either. If a person hits an adam kashim yisrael, bein katan, bein gob, bein ish, bein isha, derech mitzoyo, and he does it while he was fighting, hareze over b'loisa, say, shenema lo yosef la'koisa. Listen to the Rambam. Im mezira Torah, shalei lo yosef ba'kos ha'choyte. If the Torah said that a'choyte, someone that's chayav malkus, you're not allowed to hit. Don't give the person a 40th hakah. Who are you dealing with? Someone that was high of 39 malchus. Don't give him a 40th. Certainly you're not allowed to be makah tzadik. So this pasuk of lo Yosef pen Yosef, this pasuk is the makar that a person is not allowed to hit another person. Now, but derech agav, the Rambam threw in two things. Number one, the Rambam said, "Also the Adam lach boil bein ba'atzmoy bein b'chaveira." That this iser of lo Yosef is not only if you hit somebody else, but you can't even cause chavala to yourself. And over the years, we've spoken on many tshuvas from Ramosha and Igros Moshe, where Ramosha discussed, is a person allowed to go for plastic surgery, for example? He's going to go under anesthesia, and the doctor is going to make some sort of chavala in him. That chavala, whether he's a man, whether he's a woman, it shouldn't really matter. Dieting, Ramosha discussed in the context of Chavala. If a person is going to go on a diet, he's going to cause himself tzar. You could be right here at the sister of Ramosha even discussed it in the context of puncturing yourself to give blood for a blood drive. It's amazing the places where Ramosha threw in this idea of the Kasha, how Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef famously made themselves blind. How were they able to make themselves blind? What happened to Adam Lachbo Ba'atzmai? Gemara's in the beginning of Perek Kapoyalim. So this is a halacha that you have to be cognizant of, because it really touches on many, many Gemara's Bein Ba'halacha, Bein Ba'agada. But the bottom line is, it's also for a person to be Chayvel, Bein Ba'atzmai, Bein Ba'acherim. And it's learned out from here. The other interesting diuk in the Rambam is, when the Rambam brings the Isser, he says derech nitzoyin. It's only osur if it's derech nitzoyin. But if it's not derech nitzoyin, it's not going to be osur. The question is, how could a person be chayvul ba'atzmoy derech nitzoyin? You're fighting with yourself? Maybe, you know, you're on a diet, you're fighting with yourself, but in another way. But what's the derech nitzoyin? Rav Moshe Netshuva, I think, brings Rav Tuvia Goldstein asking this kasha. But either way, the income of Koymila Harav, Zok Digamar Vaiter, Niskalkil. So the Mishnah said a very interesting halacha, that if while the person is getting malchus, he has an accident. So he now was embarrassed. So if he was embarrassed, the halacha is that he's off the hook because it was already neskayim v'niklo achicha beinecha. Now, what kind of accident? Said the Mishnah, bein berei, bein b'mayim potter. Rabbi Yehuda said, ho ish berei, va isha b'mayim. So the Bryce elaborates on this. Tan rabbanon, echod ish, v'echod ish berei, v'lo b'mayim, divir ha-meir. Rameir says, it's only berei. So if the person's accident was berei, b'gdoilim, that's when he's potter. But b'mayim, not. Rabbi Yehuda says, ho ish berei, va isha b'mayim. No, it depends. Ish is berei, ish is b'chom b'mayim, echod ish, v'echod ish, bein berei, bein b'mayim. V'atanya freak to Gemara, we learned to the Bryce, so Rabbi Yehuda, oimer, echod ish, v'echod isha berei. How could Rabbi Yehuda say, ho ish berei, va isha b'mayim? Rabbi Yehuda said it in our Mishnah. He also said it in this Braisa. But Rabbi Yehuda said it in another Braisa, echod ho ish, v'echod ho isha. Berei, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Shneim Shavim Berei. What he meant to say was that everybody agrees Berei. The Chiddush is that Yisho is even B'mayim. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the second Braisa, Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha Berei, he meant Berei everybody. As it relates to Mayim and not Rei, an Ish that has an accident, Neskalko B'mayim, he's not off the hook. And Isha that's in Skalka B'mayim, she would be off the hook. Amr Shmuel Kavsu, if they tied this person down to this Amud, and they're about to give him Malkus. V'rotz mi Bezdin. And he ran away from Bezdin. Potter, he's going to be Potter. Freik de Gemara, Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Now, why are you going to be Potter? The reason you're going to be Potter is because being tied down, giving it away, the Gemara's going to say this, the reason being tied down, when a person gets tied down, he's embarrassed. And it's Niskayim v'nikol achicha beinecho, and just like Niskalkel, he's off the hook, because he was embarrassed, it was Niskayim, the v'niklo achicha, so too if he gets tied down, he gets to run away, he's off the hook. But by being tied down itself, you're already embarrassed. Right, the Gemara, kolo, if a person was embarrassed, bein barishoino, bein b'shniya, poitrinoisoi, so if the person was niskalko, whether it was barishoino, by the first hakka, he wasn't hit yet, or it was b'shniya, he was hit once and it was before the second hakka, he's off the hook. Nifks garitzua, what if the person was tied down, and as the Shliach Bezdin is about to hit him, all of a sudden the Ritzua tears. So Bishniya Paitrinoisai, but Rishayna ain't Paitrinoisai. The second one is Pata, the first one is not. Amai Lavi Karatz. Why don't we say that Nifsika Ritzua is similar to Ratz? Meaning when the person ran away, all he got was the fact that he was tied down. He was never hit. But we're saying being tied down in and of itself is Venikla Chicha Beinecha, and it's for that reason if he runs away, he's going to be Pata. So Nifsika Ritzua should be the same thing. If you tie him down and you want to hit him, you can't hit him because Nifsika Ritzua. Just like if he was hit once, he's off the hook. Then L'chaira, even if he wasn't hit at all, say that being tied down in and of itself is the kapara. But the Gemara says, Hasam Ratz, Hachalei Ratz. No, it's being tied down and running away. The prison break itself is part of the embarrassment. Having to run away and they're trying to find you, and that in and of itself is part of the busha. So nifsakar ritzua, all you were was tied down. That's not enough of a busha. Therefore, you're not going to be potter. If you were hit once, then you're going to be potter. But if you ran away, running away is all part of it. Tanu rabbanan, do yula kikola, paichunayse. Even a bigger chiddush. Let's say when Bezin does the assessment, they say, oh, this person, he can handle 39 malkas. But he's not going to be able to handle the embarrassment, and he's going to be in the skalko. So the halacha is poitrinoisai. He was off the hook completely. The kishayetim he bezdin kala malkanoisai. Let's say they assess that he can handle the malkus, and even while he's getting the malkus, he'll be able to control himself. But after he gets the malkus, then he's going to lose control of his bowels, and then already he's going to be in the skalko. Then the halacha is malkanoisai. They would give him the malkus. Malkanoisai, let's say before he got the first hakka, he was niskalkel, they still gave him the malkus. Shenema viko, v'nikla v'loy shaloka kvar bebezin. The only time v'nikla is a ptor is if he already got a hakka, but if not, not. So it's only if they assess that during the malkus itself, he's going to have it. But if it's before or if it's afterwards, in either one of those cases, he is not going to be off the hook. So before we go weiter, just to hit the pause button for 1 second, just want to go back and speak out one ha'ara that relates to everything that we're discussing now. So again, this is the final stretch of the Sachtas Malkus, so we have to hop right here a few things. So number one, so we had the idea that it says in the Torah, Bar Miakeno, stating that Bezdin used to give 39. We spoke out the Gevaldige Chiddush of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Yizayin Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam says the midday rice it's 40. It's only midrabbanim that it's 39, because the rabbis were concerned that if you're going to let this person get what he's supposed to get, what if you're going to make a mistake? People make a tois and cheshbon with one sometimes, and you're going to end up giving him 41. Give him 41. The Shliach Bezdin is going to be over the Isra of Yosef Pen Yosef. So the Rabbanon, to protect the Shliach Bezdin from being over the Isra, said, don't give 40. Instead of giving 40, give 39. Like this, you won't give 41. And what happens if you give one more than the 39? You're going to get 40, which is what the person's supposed to get anyways. But in the Rambam's world, midday rice, it's 40. It's only midday Rabbanon that it's 39. We spoke at Yasim, Cheschenech's Kasha. The Taz says that even though Yesh Koich Be'at Chachavim Lakir Dovim and HaTorah, B'Shev Al Taisa, the means to go and protect an Issedei Raisa, like, don't take the aluminum on Shabbos, or don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah's Chaliyos b'Shabbos. But that's only if you're being oiker something once in a while. But if you're going to be oiker a dover hamafurish b'Torah permanently, that's something you're not allowed to do. And over here, essentially, that's what you're doing. Because you're saying instead of 40, it should always be 39. And the Torah says, Abram Yakenu. But either way, the Rambam, from a halachic standpoint, Mechas Chinuch's Kasha, and really from a machshava standpoint, it certainly sounds like a very big chiddush. But I saw the Chassam Sofer says something very interesting. The Chassam Sofer says that it says in the Torah Abarm Yakenu, really it's supposed to be Abarm Yakenu. So why do you only give the person 39? It says the Chassam Sofer, because when this person is brought into Bezdin and they tie him up, and the Chazan HaKnesses gets up with the Ritzuis made out of calf skin and donkey's hide, this person is going to be embarrassed. And now he's going to be embarrassed, he's presumably going to have a Hirat Shuvah. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's the first Makkah. That's the first Makkah. The Hirat Shuvah, that's the first Makkah. So it's 40. Really, it's 40. And he brings Ramazan, the 40 days of Kabbalah Satayr that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchais. And he has all these different Ramazan of Arbaim, Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Nestaris. And he quotes all those things. But he says the Chassam Sofer, that really it should be 40. But we understand that this person already had a klap in hearts. And that klap in hearts counts as numero uno in terms of the minion of 40 malchus. That's why we only have to be maslim. We only have to give the person the other 39. See, so ties in b'derek shush very nicely to the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Amar Rava, kama tipshoy shar inchi." The kaimi mikam sefer Torah, but like kaimi mikam for gaver rabba. There are people they stand up for a sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a gaver rabba. By the sefer Torah, it says arba'i, and the rabbanim said 39. So you see, the rabbanim have koiches even more than the or to. To interpret the Torah in a way that you never understand how to interpret the Torah. So, if you stand up for a Sefer Torah, you should certainly stand up for a Gavur Rabba. So, says the Chassam Sofer, Al Pi Darkei. He says that why do people not respect Talmid Chachamim sometimes? You see a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, and there are people sometimes that have a hard time respecting them. It's a reality. He says, why not? Because someone's going to say, I saw that Rav, you know, I once heard him say something he wasn't supposed to say, I once heard him do something he wasn't supposed to do. And people are very quick sometimes to be choshed people, and certainly people that are choshed. And this, of course, is Matim, what the Rav, with the Chassam Sofer himself, writes in a tshuva, in Chelek Vav, he talks about V'yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem and Yisrael. He says to be V'yisim Nikiyim Me'Hashem is Nishkan Kuntz, because Baruch Hu knows the truth. And with Hashem, if you're a good person, Hashem's going to see you as a good person. But to be the Yisim Nikim Yisrael, now that's a kunz. He says, because you could be the biggest tzaddik in the world. But what if you have someone that's jealous? What if you have someone that has an iron rod and he's going to look at you in a negative way and he's not going to think you're a good person? So he says, the Yisim Nikim Hashem, that's not hard. But to be Yisim Nikim Yisrael, said the Chassam Sofer, that's hard. And he writes, there were many, many times where he thought and he pondered and he introspected whether it's even possible to be Mekayim V'Yisim Nikim Yisrael. Because there's always going to be someone that's not going to fagin, someone that's going to just, that's who he is. Al Pi Tivei, he's going to be Choshed you. And it's very, very hard to be Mekayim V'Yisim Yisrael. And he fears that with a punchline, maybe that's Pshad in Tzadik Baritz Asher Yasa Toiv Lo Yechta. You know what Shavera? Tavera V'Yisim Nikim Yisrael. It's an impossible thing, says the Chassam Sofer. But the reality is, you have people that are Choshed, and people sometimes, they don't have proper respect. You know what the Teretz is? So what should be the mindset of someone that sees something like this? He's an Adam Chashuv, and he did something that was wrong, and he doesn't know what to do now. He wants to stand up for him, but in his mind, he just can't come to himself. The Teretz is that if he's an Adam Chashuv, he probably did tshuva. And the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, if you see a tzaddik that doesn't have era, it's batuach that he had a hira tshuva, and all the schosim and all the wonderful things that he does is mechapara, maybe on this little chet that it was that you saw. Where do you see that a hira tshuva is considered a klap? And it's a mechaper. You see that in Malchus, because you don't need 40, you need 39. Because the Hirut Tshuva itself, that hachna, that feeling that you have, I shouldn't have done that, that in and of itself is a makkah. That's the segue over here. The segue is that it says in the Torah Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said 39, what must the pshat be? Because the 40th is the Hirut Tshuva that the person has. Oh, if that's the case, you stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Because even if you see a Talmud Chacham that did something that you really want to be chayshid, there's no reason to be chayshid, because biyadua, there's no question that this person did tshuva. You know, we've spoken out in the past, Meir de Gevart from the Chida. The Gemara says that Shimon Amsuni Hayadirish call S and Shabbatar. So we all know the Gemara. He used to darshan S. Every time it says in the word S, he had something to take out of the word S. Until he came to the word S Hashem Lekechatira. And as Hashem Lekechatira, S was always like, not only this, but even that. What could be in addition? What could be even tougher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You should have Yiruf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just Yiruf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something else as well. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, the Omar es Hashem Lekecha Tira, the Rabbi's Talmid HaChavim. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's famous observation that it doesn't say that Shimon Amsuni came around, that even though Rabbi Akiva said it, and he used to be Derish Koles and Shabbat Torah, he had an industry, he was famous for this. No, Shimon Amsuni, what are you going to say for this as? And everyone knew that was his thing. He hit a stumbling block. He couldn't come over it. Rabbi Akiva, Tana de Masayel, he gave him a way out, and he still wouldn't accept it. Pure intellectual honesty, no negias. He felt that he couldn't accept as Hashem lekechatir the Rabbi Samir Chacham. He wasn't going to go back to. But the Chida asked, "What does the Gemara mean?" Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came, so the Chida said pshat based on the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav Amen Aleph. The Gemara says there were four people that were nichnas lapardas. Who were the four people? Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. By the way, when I was looking over this Gemara again, it struck me. You would think that the Tanam would be mentioned in order of their chashivas. First Ben Azai, then Ben Zoyma, then Acher, and only fourth Rabbi Akiva. I think it's an interesting observation. But the bottom line is, so the Gemara says that Ben Azai, the Gemara says, couldn't handle what he saw when he was Nicholas Lepardis. Ben Zoyma died. Acher, of course, became Acher, he went off to Derech, and Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shal and b'yatza b'shal. So the Gemara says, what did Acher see when he was nichnas l'pardes that caused him to start questioning his faith and caused him eventually to be kitzetz b'netoyes? Says the Gemara, Chaza matatrin de yisyav le'rishusa le'meisa le'michlas avchasa de Yisrael. He saw the Malach Matat. That's Chanoich. Vayisal Chanoich eso alekim ve'inenu. He became the Malach Matat. So he sees Chanoich. He sees the Malach Matat. He's sitting down and he's writing the schosam of the Yidden. Omar, he said, Gemiro, we have a Messiah, the Lamai Le'habit Lo Yeshiva, Lo Tachos, Lo Yerif, Lo Yifoy. We know, I heard, I always learned from my Rabbein, that there's no Yeshiva in Shamayim. Shemachas v'shom beiz v'shuyah saying? Does it mean that maybe there's two Rishuyahs, there's two Shamayims? He started having thoughts of kvira. Says the Gemara, Afkula Matat, they took Matat out, Umachyu Shitin Pulsi Denura. They gave him 60 Hakois, 60 Pulsi, they gave him Malchus. 60 Malchus. Amalei, they told him, my time, Okichazisi, when you saw these Yidden, like Komis Mikameh. Why did you get up? And the Gemara continues the story. So what caused Acher to go off the derech? He saw the Malach Matat sitting. And they were very upset at Malach Matat. They gave him 60 Malchus. And they told him, why didn't you stand up? Now, Pashma, you learn this Gemara. What was the time on the Malach Matat? Why should he have stood up? He should have stood up because he should have realized he's going to be machshel there. Because there's a Messiah. There's no yeshiva in Shemayim. And Acher couldn't even fathom it. Akiva understood it, Ben Azim, Ben Zayim, but Acher couldn't come to terms with it. So why are you being machshalid? Abzok techida, that he has a Messiah, that's not the pshat. You know what the taina was? The taina was four gedolei ador walk into a room. You're supposed to stand up. Ben Azai, Ben Zoyma, Elisha Barabu, Pnei Seva Tokum, Vodarta Pnei Zokin. That was the Taina. Zok Tichida, that's the Gemara. As Hashem Elekechatir, they couldn't figure out. You should have Yiru, you should have covered for someone. Like, tough will talk about this Baruch Hu, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Akiva came. Not Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Akiva. He entered the room. And the Malach Matat didn't stand up. And they gave the Malach Matat Malchus. So you see from here the chshivos of standing up for a Gavur Rabbah. Kama Tipshoy. You see from here what it means, covered for a Talmud Chacham. Yeah, now you kedarshan as Hashem Elekech Atira. The rabbis tell me the chachamim, you have to have yira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you also have to have yira es, it's blush and tafel, but you have to have yira for a Talmud Chacham as well. But I'll just tell you one punchline, Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, as it relates to today's daf. So they gave him Malchus, they gave him 60 Malchus. There's another Gemara above Metzia, daf Peheh, the days, we're not going to go through that story, but the Gemara that tells a Maisa with Eliyahu Anavi, and Eliyahu Anavi did something that beget Malchus, and they gave him Shisin Malkos bepulsudinu. Same exact Lashon HaGemara. They gave him 60 Malkos. The Teres Chaim on that Gemara says, why 60? So he says something very interesting. He says, Bedinei Adam, when Bezin gives Malkos, they give 39. Why 39? Because a person becomes a Bar Oinshin, Bedinei Adam, when he's 13. If a person doesn't have air when he's 12, there's no Malkos. 13, you get Malkos. It's 13 times 3. 13 times 3 is 39. He says, Bedinei Shemayim, when does a person start getting punished? When he's 20. So Malkus is going to be 20 times 3. 20 times 3 is 60. Sisrei Torah, Azoi State and Torah Chaim. Now, Torah Chaim was an Achron, an early Achron. Kvega brings the Torah Chaim. He was an early Achron, but it was an Achron nonetheless. But I found in the Daskein of Bali Toysfus and Parshas Vayera, he brings as follows. Va'rav Rav Yehuda Chosid Omar Tam, Lama Malkin Lamayla Shishin. Ubeik brings this Gemara Chagigat as well. Ubezin Shalmata Malkin Arbaim Chaser Echad, Vishalamata Unchemi Ben Yud Gimel. Malkin Arbaim Chaser Echad, Shlish upon him Yud Gimel. Ulamailo Ein Unchen Ki Immi Ben Esrim, Velochin Malkin Shishim. Shehim Shloisha Pa'amim Esrim. Again, Tzorich Beer above my pay grade, but either way, some interesting raid as it relates to Malkus Arbaim, Malkus Arbaim Chaserachas, Malkus Shishim, and specifically this idea that the Gemara famously brings in the end of Masechtas Makis, Kamatik Psho Yishan Rinshi, the Kaimi Kami Sefer Torah, for like Kaimi Mikpegav Rab, and of course, whenever you can speak at a Geshmak Chsam Sefer, it was already worth it. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Kol Chaybe Krisois, Shaloku, Nifteru Yede Krisos. So if somebody doesn't have Erev, which is Chayv Karas, and now he gets Malkus, he's done. He doesn't have to worry about the chorus anymore. He's not going to get chorus. Malkus paters chorus. Shenemar, v'niklo ochicho le'enecho, kishaloko hareyoko ochicho. Then after the person gets Malkus, he's still ochicho, which means he's not someone that's chayev misa. If he was chayev misa, if he was chayev chorus, he wouldn't be considered ochicho. Divi Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. V'om Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Ma'im. With regards to the whole idea of karas, said Rabbi Chanan ben Gamliel, I want to make an observation, a positive observation. He says, Madach, if a person is over a chayve krisos, it's a beautiful Mishnah, the halacha is, he's chayv karas, ha'oise mitzvah achas, if a person does one mitzvah, alachas kama v'kama, can you imagine what he's going to get? And not just that, chati nosein loy nafshay, he's going to get a schus, he's going to get a license to live. Madach, someone that's over a chayve krisos is going to potentially lose everything for the one aveira, the one bila, the one chayve krisos that he did. So could you imagine if a person does one mitzvah, how much chayim, how much life he's going to get? Now, there's no time to go through this morning, but whenever you talk about karis, you have to realize there's an idea of, you know, karis loosely translated means a person's going to die young. But for that, there's misa v'dei shamayim. Karis is much deeper than that. Ramban talks about it in his Pirush al HaTorah Parsha Shlach, and really the Rishonim discuss this at length. The idea of karis is cut off. A person is loyalenu, he's cut off. And cut off can mean by lamazeh, it can mean by lamazeh, yikaris, tikaris, yikaris by lamazeh, tikaris by lamazeh. So there's an element of being cut off that happens to a person that's chayiv karis. So madach, a person can somehow become unplugged by doing one avera. Can you imagine how plugged in you can get by doing one? It's what Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon added to that. And he said, you can learn it from the same parasha. Shenema, the pasuk says, that's in the parasha of Arayas. And then it says in that same parasha, that same context, again in the parasha of Arayas, parasha's achrimois, asher yasa oisa adam v'chay behem. And you know what you learn from here? This is the punchline. Kol ayoyshe v'lo yover aveiro. If somebody is sitting and he doesn't do an aveiro, noisel ischarko oisa mitzvah. So if a person is over chay v'krisos, he's over in gilui Arayas, it could be karas. But you know what else you see? That if a person has an opportunity to be nichshol b'gilui arayis, and he's not nichshol b'gilui arayis, he overcomes his yetzahara, that could be a source of a chaybem. The chaybem means a noilam abba. So if you could be hikares tikares for doing the avera, not doing the avera could be a reason for you to get a mitzvah. And Rashi quotes him, midas chayves, even merubah midas peronias. Either way, Zokhtimar, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yoimer, Harei Yoimer, the pasuk says, Rach hazak, levilti achelos, adam ki adamu anefesh. Says in the Torah, not let it eat blood. Ma'im adam shenafesh, olu katsim men operesh, men mekabal schar. So madach, if someone controls himself, and he overcomes his taiva to eat blood, that person's going to be rewarded. Gezel v'arayas. If a person overcomes his yetzar from doing something that's enjoyable, something that he would want to do, such as Gezel and Arayas. If someone controls himself from that, I listen to the Lashon HaMishnah. So if a person has an opportunity to be Nichshol and Gezel and Arayas, not only is he himself going to benefit from overcoming his Yetzirah, but there's a schus that could be yamid loy lezaroy lezera zaroy at soif kaladiris. Reb Chananya ben Akasha Omer. Rotz Hakadosh Baruch Hu lazakis as Israel levika chiv lam toyer mitzvah shenemar. Hashem chofes l'maim sitka yakel toyer v'yader. Zok digim marom Rabbi Yochanan. Chalukin olav chaveirov al Reb Chananya ben Gamliel. Reb Chananya ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah that if somebody was chayv karis and now he gets malchus, so the malchus that he gets exempts him. He doesn't need karis anymore. The malchus somehow pats him from karis. Said Rabbi Yochanan that Reb Chananya ben Gamliel said it. He's a yochid. And it's really the opinion of a yachid. But chalukin olav chaverov al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. Amr Rav Adabar Havar Amri Bei Rav. Tanina. I know it from a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom HaKippurim, Elo Shazez Zedayna B'Dei Yadam, Zedayna B'Dei Yadam, Zedayna B'Dei. What's going on Shabbos on Yontif? On Shabbos, you can't do Malachas on Yontif. On Yom Kippur, you can't do Malachas. But there's a chilek. If somebody does Malachas, B'mezid B'Eidim Basra, on Shabbos, he's Chayiv Mises Bezin Skila. If somebody does Malacha on Yom Kippur, B'mezid B'Eidim Basra, he's not Chayiv Skila, he's only Chayiv Karas. Zeh Shabbos Zedayna B'Dei Yadam. If he does it amazing, he's punished by the Yadam. Vizeh, Yom Kippur, Zedoyna, be he corks. Frank, the Gemara of Im, Iso, if Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's right, that someone that's Chayiv Karis can get Malkus. And by getting Malkus, he's not going to be Chayiv Karis anymore. Either be the Yadam, it comes out, they're both Bidine Yadam. Shabbos is Bidine Yadam, Skiva. And Yom Kippur is Bidine Yadam, Malkus. So the Gemara says two terusim. First teretz is Rabbi Nachman Omer, Homani, Rabbi Yitzchaki. Maybe the Mishnah, Mesechus Megil, is going to Rabbi Yitzchak. To Amar Malkus, Bechayv Yikris Hizrako. Who holds that someone that's Chayv Karis never gets Malkus. Rabbi Yitzchak was mentioned in the beginning of Perek Elein Aloikim. We had the three in Machloikis, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. What lav gets Malkus? According to Rabbi Yishmael, even Chayv Mrs. Bezdin. According to Rabbi Akiva, only Chayv Krisos, not Chayv Mrs. Bezdin. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if there's Mrs. Bezdin or Karis, you're never going to get Malkus. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, obviously it's not possible to get Malkus for Chayv Krisos. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said as halacha according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, that hold that there is Malkus by Chayv Krisos. He said a chiddush that Chayv Krisos shalaku niftarim midei Krisosam. And it could be everybody agrees with that. Either there's a Mishnah Megillah that says zez adoyna be Karis as mashma. There's no bedina Adam element to doing Malach on Yom Kippur, yeah, according to Rav Yitzchak, that holds there's no Malkus period by Chayv Krisos. But Enochinami, Laman, Noma, that there's Malkus by Chayv Krisos, maybe if you get Malkus, you'd be Potter. But the Gemara says another territory, Rav Ashi, my fellow Temir Rabbanon, Ze Iker is Adonai Medei Adam, here the Iker is Bidine Adam, Ze Iker is Adonai Medei Shemaim, here the Iker is Bidine Shemaim. Omer Rav Adabar Ahava, Omer Rav, Aloch Rav Chanayim Ben Gamliel, Aloch Rav Chanayim Ben Gamliel. The Aloch is that if somebody was Chayv Karis and he gets Malkus, he doesn't have to worry about the chorus anymore. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Man salik le'elo va'asa va'amar." Really? Where'd we get this memo? Who got this telegram? Who went up to Shemayim and found out that if somebody is chayv chorus and he gets Malkus, he's going to be potter from the chorus? Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "This is your kasha." Elohodam Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shloish advar masu bezin shomata beskima bezin shomayim. There were three things that were enacted in bezin shomata, and they were maskim in Shemayim. Man salik le'elo va'asa. Who exactly came down with that memo? Elo kray kardashina, and it's all based on psukim. No, hakanami kray kardashina. Why can't this be based on psukim as well? Goof. Amr Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shloish advar masu bezin shomata beskima bezin shomayim. There were three takonas that were enacted again in bezin shomata, and they were maskim in bezin shomayim. Elohei mikra megillah. The obligation to read a Megillah, the Sheila Shalom B'Shem, and when you greet someone, you can say Shalom Aleichem. Why is that a Chiddush? Because Shalom, it's a Gemara Tzaita Daf Yud, is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Hechitesi, you can go over to a guy and say Shalom Aleichem, right? How do you know you have a right to do that? Shalom is the name of Hashem. No, you could do it. V'avos Maiser, and there was a Takana that you take Maiser. Ordinarily, a person, if he has Maiser, so you can give it to any Kohen Levi, anyone that you want to. It's what we know as Tevis Hana. It's man that holds Tevis Hana, Mammon, Festus Sugis, and Shlaim Eichsen. Right? There's something called Tevis Hana. It has real value. I get to decide who I'm going to give my gift to. But Ezra was Mesakin that all the Maiser should be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and then in the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to decide what to do with it. Basically, they stripped away the Tevis Hana from the Bailam. These were all Chedushim. Read a Megillah. It's a chiddush. You can say Shalom Aleichem with the name of Hashem. That's a chiddush. And I don't have Tevis Hana. I can't decide who I give my trumas and maizes to. Instead, I have to bring it to the Beis Hashem. That's a chiddush. But, says the Gemara, even though it was enacted by Bezin Shomata, they somehow got a memo from Shemayim saying that they did the right thing. How so? Mikra Megillah d'chsev kimu v'kiblu hayadudim. Kimu l'mayla masha kiblu l'mata. That's the kimu v'kiblu. That they somehow got a haskama from Shemayim. Sheila Sholim d'chsev hinei boyaz bomi beis lechem v'yoyim l'koytzim Hashem imochem. Says that Boyaz, when he came and he met the koytzim, he says Hashem imochem. He uses Hashem's name. So you see, you can use Hashem's name when you greet someone. Another pasuk that teaches me the same thing. Hashem imcha giber chayim. My v'omer. Why do you need two pasukim? Very simple. Because v'chitei meboyaz with other midaite umishmai lo yaskim hayade. How do you know from Boyaz that they were maskim in Shemayim? Because Boyaz did it. We're trying to prove that in Shemayim they agreed. Okay, Boyaz was a god of Adar. He wouldn't have done it if it was wrong. But still, it's not a raya. Says the Gemara Tashma. You're right. That's why there's a second pasuk. V'omer Hashem imcha giber chayim. Hashem imcha giber chayim. That was a malach talking to Gidon. If the Malach greeted Gidon with the Shem Hashem, that's already a haskama from Shemayim. And finally, Havos, Meiser, what's the raya? That they were maskim in Shemayim, that a person shouldn't have Tovus Hanot when it comes to giving Meiser, but rather bring everything to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chsiv, Hiviyu as Kol HaMeiser al Beis HaOitzer. So everyone knows the second part of this pasuk, but the first part of this pasuk is very seldomly darshan. Here you have it. Take all the Meiser and bring it to the Beis HaOitzer. V'yiterep Beveisi. What's the end of the pasuk? U'b'chanuni no v'zois, Amar Hashem tzvokos, Amlei eftel lechem es harubis HaShemayim, V'arikoysu lechem roch ad b'lidai. You give Meiser, b'chanuni no v'zois, says Hashem. You can even test me, kentzmech priven, right? You can challenge me. You'll see. You give me Meiser, I'm going to give you back Brocha Ad Bolidai. My Ad Bolidai, Omer Omi Barav, Ad Sheyivlu Sifsoi Seichem Miloimar Dai. So just before we go weiter, we'll just end with this. And that is, so the Gemara said, Kol Chayv Krisa Shalaku Niftara Yidei Krisasa. If somebody was Chayv Karis and he gets Malkus, so he's going to be now Potter from his curse. And the Gemara came out, Halacha Kreb Chananya Ben Gamliel. Halacha is like Kreb Chananya Ben Gamliel. That if somebody was Chayv Karis and he gets Malkus, he'd be off the hook. So we all know that this was something that actually played itself out a few hundred years ago. Very much Allah l'maisa, there was a tremendous, tremendous controversy. And this was after the expulsion from Spain, where the Anusei Sfarad, many of whom were living outwardly like Einu Yehudim, and doing Averas, Chavikrisas, really, really bad Averas. But inside, they had never given up. And really, they wanted to be Yidden. They were just afraid. And they felt that was what they needed to do in order to survive. But they also realized that they were going to need Kapara for all the Averas that they did. So they tried toiling somehow or another to get Kapara for their Averas. They were chayv karis. They don't want karis, but it's a mishnah. It's a mishnah mesechtes makis. The mishnah says kol chayv krisa shalaku nifteru al yedei krisasan. It's Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. The Gemara says chalukin olav chaveru al Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. But the Gemara also says amar Rab halacha k'Rab Chananya ben Gamliel. So they decided they wanted to get malchus. Give us malchus. We'll be potter from karis. We won't have to worry about it anymore. The problem is, in order to get malchus, you need a bezin shal gimel, but you need a bezin shal smuchin. You need a bezin a mumchin. And smicha means you would have had it gotten smicha from someone that got smicha from someone that got smicha. This is not the kind of smicha you can get online, right? This is the kind of smicha that you would have to have a mesira dating all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that chain unfortunately was lost. And being that that chain was lost, there was no smuch musmich. So if there's no musmich, there's no malchus. If there's no malchus, there's no way out of the situation. But Kiyadua, the Mari Beirav, who was the gadol at the time in Tzvas, he said he has an etzah based on the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin Perek Dalet. Again, we've spoken about this at length. We even have a rate bite on this with the Rambam. Says nearly advarim she meskimu kol hachachamim shem eretz Yisrael. All the chachamim in Eretz Yisrael would agree to appoint someone as a dayim, and he should be a musmich. Harei elu smuchim v'yesh lam dine knosses v'yesh lusmach acher. That if all the gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, everybody would agree that one person should be a musmich, that in and of itself can make him into a musmich. Then he can be masmich other people. Either way, they made the Maribei Rav a musmich. Legend has it that he was masmich the Alshech and the Beis Yosef, who was then Masmech, Reb Chaim Vital. So there's a lot of drama and interesting historical anecdotes related to this smicha. But the bottom line is, the Maribei Rav got smicha, and he was going to give them Malkus, but there was a very big opposition to it. And Beroish and the Maral Bach, the Radaz brings it already here on the side. He references to a tshuva. He says he was living in Mitzrayim at the time, and this tshuva, this shaila, crossed his desk. He vehemently opposed this big chiddush of the Maribei Rav. So again, without going into all of it, but the Maral Bach and the Maribei Rav, they seem to be the two people taking sides over. Could we rely on this Rambam, or could we not rely on this Rambam? I'll just tell you one interesting thing that's more negay the Gemara itself, and that's Maral Bach, when he spoke about this idea of someone that's chayv karis getting malchus and somehow getting off the hook. So he said that the reason it works is because the Gemara says that chayv krisos need to do tshuva, but even with tshuva, they have to have yisurim. And the yisurim, together with the tshuva, is mechaper. So he said, I think pshat in this Mishnah is pashat. Pshat is, we're talking about someone that was chayiv karis. He did tshuva, he needs yisurim. The malchus is yamud, loy b'makom ha-yisurim. That's the whole, it's not a chiddush that somehow malchus, paters, that's pashat the way you learn the sugya. But the Meralbach in his Arichos, when he spoke about this, very much Allah al-Mais, he said that's all it is. He thinks the malchus is just the Yisurim. So I think just to end on a positive note, and that is, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva that Torah is an Eitz Chayim Il Machzikim Ba. Says Rabbeinu Yonah that sometimes a person does an Aveira, sometimes it's a Chayvi Krisus, that's where he says it, and he deserves Yisurim, and he has to be punished. People sometimes have to machmit certain things in life in order to get kapara for whatever it is they need tikkun for. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, if a person harvests in learning, he wakes up early, goes to sleep late, he schwitzes in a svara, sometimes it's a hard thing to do. But he says, that yigiyah, yamoyed loy b'mokim ha'yasum. He says, that's the tifkeit of Torah being an Eitz Chayim Mil Machzikim Ba. That Torah is a source of life. Because sometimes the Amelus Ba Torah, the Shatiwa Amelum Ba Torah, can be Yavim Lai B'Mokam HaYisurim, so you shouldn't need Malkus, and you shouldn't need Yisurim.